Iwala's going to be at the line to shoot two. She is 2 for 4 at the line tonight. And remember, not a good free throw shooter, just 52% for the season coming in. The Sooners are in the bonus. Oklahoma's got to commit 2 more fouls for Ole Miss to be in the bonus. Iwala short with the first free throw. Possession arrow favors Oklahoma here. So keep that in mind. Iwala will try again with the second one. Ole Miss has not scored now in 2:38. Second free throw is good for Iwala. 2-point Sooner lead, 54-52. 4.5 minutes to go. Berholzer bringing into the forecourt for Oklahoma. Pulls up just beyond the foul line for a jumper. It's short. Got her own rebound. Peyton Fallaway, 12-footer. Bounced off, no good. Johnson fighting for the rebound. Liz Scott gets it in the right corner. Off to Todd on the right wing. Sooners reset. Todd dribbles left. Left wing to Keys. Up top to Verhulst, to Liz Scott, right of the foul line, flips it to Peyton. Peyton will try to drive in, leans in, shot won't go. No foul call, out of contact. Rebounded by Iwala. Now Todd Williams into the forecourt to Chinu. Chinu dribbles right, passes in the right corner now to Todd Williams. She'll drive to the basket, goes right to the hole and scores. Sooners did not stop her. Ole Miss, by the way, has not made a three tonight. They're 0 for 10. Tied at 54 with 3:43 left. Top right side, her defender fell down. Sadler gets up and then can't recover in time and bumps and fouls Tot from behind. Smart play by Tot, who kind of created that foul because she could feel Sadler behind her, and she picked up her dribble and let Sadler run into her and knocked her over. Sadler's third foul. It'll be 2 free throws for Nevaeh, who's not attempted a free throw tonight. And she can give Oklahoma the lead again and misses the free throw. And that's her first miss of the year. She was 10 for 10 before that. And 4 for 4 in conference play. Second free throw is good. Sooners back on top, 55-54, 3:37 to go in the fourth. Todd Williams in the forecourt gets it off to Scott between the circles. Guarded by Verhulst. Just holding the ball. As Yolette McPhee McEwen instructs her team offensively. Jacobs with it left of the circle, dribbles right in the right corner now. 3 on the way from Sadler is long. Rebounded by Sahara Williams. Sahara with a couple dribbles gets it off to Verhulst now. Sooners by 1 with 3:11 to go, 55-54. Now top between the circles. It's a screen from Liz Scott, dribbles right. Bounce pass to Verhulst, right of the foul line. Spins, drives to the basket, right-handed scoop, layup is good for Peyton Verhulst. What a move by Verhulst. The Sooners by 3, 57-54 with 2:50 to go. Scott between the circles for the Rebels. Dribbles right, picks it up to Star Jacobs. She'll drive to the basket. Nobody stops her, and she gets the left-handed layup. Poor defense that time by Oklahoma. Jacobs has 15, 57-56 OU, 2:33 to go. Verhulst left wing, up top with it. Gets it off now to Tot. Tot with the dribble high on the right side, shot clock at 13. Tot dribbles left, right wing to Keys. Lexi left-handed dribble into the lane, bounce pass off to Verhulst, knocked away and stolen. Can't make those bounce passes in the traffic in the lane. And Ole Miss comes down the other way with a chance to take the lead with 2:07 to go. 57-56 Oklahoma. Iwala right of the circle, bounce pass to Scott, leans in, missed the shot, rebounded by Liz Scott. Off now to Tot. We're under 2 minutes to play in Oxford, 57-56 Oklahoma. Tot brings it into the forecourt, picked up by Madison Scott. Nevaeh flips it off to Verhulst, up top, quick release three, good! Peyton Verhulst buries a three, her second three tonight. And it gives Oklahoma a 4-point lead, 60-56, and Fee McEwen wants a timeout with 1:36 to go. And it'll be a full timeout. We'll keep it here with Oklahoma leading by 460-56 with 1:36 to go. Peyton Verhulst with a game-high 19 points for Oklahoma. Hits her second three. She's also got 8 rebounds and 5 assists. Liz Scott, the only other Sooner in double figures with 10. Beatrice Colleton, by the way, has double figures in rebounds with 10, and Colleton with 4 points. And if you joined us late, Reagan Beers not playing tonight for Oklahoma. We learned shortly before the game a health issue had come up, and she was not going to be able to play. We didn't know this till only about an hour before tip-off. I did not know it at the time I was interviewing Jenny Baranchuk on the pregame interview, so we'll try to find out from the coach the situation there. But Reagan Beers did make the trip. She was here and is here, but has not played tonight. Liz Scott got the start in place of Reagan Beers, and the Sooners fighting for their lives here against Ole Miss after a great first quarter in which Oklahoma outscored Ole Miss 24-9. They have not shot well since then, just 41% for the game, but they've held Ole Miss to just 37% from the field. And these two, the last three times Oklahoma's played Ole Miss has not shot well. They shot just 34% the last two meetings and just 24% from three. They haven't made a three tonight. They're 0 for 11. Sooners shot just 43% the last 2 years against Ole Miss and 26% from three, but the Sooners are 7 of 14 from three tonight. K.K. Deans, who hasn't played much in the second half, has checked back in. Now between the circles to Sadler, guarded by Tott. Dribbles right on the wing with it. Up top to Deans. Asks for a screen from Iwala. Dribbles left, shot clock at 8. Deans is going to go right to the basket. Verhulst blocked the shot, and she gets the loose ball in the left corner. Payton back the other way, feeds ahead to Williams, who tripped up. Loose ball deflects to Keys. Lexi dribbles out of trouble, off to Williams, and then a reach-in foul called on K.K. Deans. I thought they were going to call a jump ball, but it's a foul on Deans, who rolls her eyes. She thought she tied her up or even took it away, but Deans gets her second foul. But what a defensive play on the other end by Peyton Verhulst, blocking the shot and getting the loose ball. And then he tried to feed it to Williams, who got tripped up. I didn't see how Sahara tripped up. She may have just tripped over her own feet. But OU got lucky, and the ball deflected to Lexi Keys. And then Sahara was fouled, and she'll get two free throws and makes the first. Well, what a wild and weird game this has been tonight. 61-56, Sooners, 1:08 to go. One more free throw for Williams. She makes it. 62-56, Sooners. Two possession lead here with 1:08 to go. Sadler will bring it up court for Ole Miss. Defended by Tott. Pass to Jacobs over her head and stolen by Williams. Sahara will dribble it down. She's going to attack the basket. Goes in, banks in a shot, and she's fouled. The Sooners taking over down the stretch on the road in Oxford, and Sahara will go to the line to try to convert the three-point play as Sadler just committed her fourth. Boy, a big-time defensive play there. That was just a poor pass on the other end for Ole Miss, and Sahara could have just held it up there with Oklahoma leading by six and waited for some help, but she took it to the hole, got the bank shot to go. She's fouled. She makes the free throw, and it's 65-56 Oklahoma, suddenly by nine with 55 seconds left. It's an 8-0 run in less than a minute for Oklahoma. And the way this game's going, I'm not going to say this is over just yet as Ole Miss calls a timeout with 53 seconds left, but a huge 8-0 run for the Sooners. Down the stretch here, they had a great first quarter, outscored Ole Miss 24-9. The second two quarters were not good. The start of the fourth wasn't great, but OU's outscored the Rebels 22-11 here in the fourth. Ole Miss in this quarter just 5-for-12. Oklahoma 6-of-14. Sooners have committed 26 turnovers, but Ole Miss has committed 20 themselves. And the points off turnover is getting a little bit more even. It's 22-15 Rebels. Sooners out rebounding Ole Miss 41-34. Oklahoma, after that home loss to Kentucky, really needed this one tonight. It's not over yet, but 53 seconds away from getting a big-time SEC road win, and it would end a three-game SEC road losing streak and a two-game losing streak overall. Todd Williams between the circles. Left side to K.K. Deans for a three. In and out, no good. Rebound to Todd Williams, but a whistle and a foul on Skylar Vann. And now a whistle. Skylar Vann's fouled out if that's on Skylar. Boy, Skylar, some of these fouls on Skylar, I just don't know where those are coming from. And Skylar, with her reactions to these, felt the same way. So Skyler fouls out. We'll see who Jenny will bring in to replace her. It's going to be Liz Scott, who started tonight. That's just the fourth foul on OU in the quarter, though. So Ole Miss does not get free throws. 45 seconds left. Sooners by 9, 65-56. Madison Scott to inbound baseline left. Gets it up top to Todd Williams. Todd Williams traveled, trying to find a teammate and drag the pivot foot. And Ole Miss turns it over for the 21st time. Sooner basketball with 43 seconds left as Scott leaves and Chinu checks in. Verholtz will inbound in the backcourt. Ole Miss, by the way, is out of timeouts. Sooners have three left. Verholtz into the forecourt to Tott, and Chinu tries to foul her from behind. I didn't see anyone, an official, say that was a foul, but they finally do say that is a foul. That's the fourth on Chinu. So Tott will shoot two. And Oklahoma, barring a total collapse here in the last 41 seconds, is going to get a strange but big-time road win as Tott misses the first free throw. 8-0 Oklahoma run to take this 9-point lead, make it 10 as Tott makes the second. 66-56. K.K. Deans will bring it into the forecourt for Ole Miss. Picked up by Tott, dribbles right of the lane, picks it up, pass up top to Todd Williams. Picks up the dribble, leans in, five-footer off the glass, won't go. Rebounded by Verholtz, 27 seconds left. She's fouled by Chinu with 26 seconds left, and Chinu just fouled out with 26 seconds left. Whoo, boy. Really good first quarter, a pretty darn good fourth quarter, and two middle quarters that you don't want to think about anymore, but all it adds up to is a 10-point Sooner lead and what will appear to be a road win for Oklahoma that they desperately needed. This is now a 12-2 run for Oklahoma as Verholtz goes to the line for two. Yeah, this will make the Sooners 3-0 against Ole Miss over the last 3 years. They played a home-and-home non-conference series. 2 years ago in Norman, Oklahoma win, and last year in Oxford as Verholtz misses the free throw. And one more coming. Missed that one as well. Iwala gets the rebound. Sooners not helping themselves, and Iwala double dribbles in the backcourt. Boy, Ole Miss is just falling apart in the fourth quarter. That's their 22nd turnover. Just 23 seconds left. There's really no need for Ole Miss to foul here, but we'll see what happens. I've seen stranger things. Keys will inbound, baseline left. Gets it into Tott. Out between the circles. Ole Miss isn't going to foul. Sooners can just dribble out the time and get a big-time road win against the number 11 team in the net rankings. It's a quad one win for the Sooners. They lead at 66-56, 10 seconds to go. OU will end a two-game losing streak and a three-game road conference losing streak and go to 5-5 in SEC play. Buzzer sounds. Oklahoma wins it 66-56 over Ole Miss. Sooners go to 17-6 on the season, 5-5 in the SEC. Rebels drop to 15-7 overall and 6-4 in the conference. This is going to be a win that helps Oklahoma down the line in more ways than one. We'll come back with a Mid-First Bank postgame show after this. OU defeats Ole Miss 66-56. You're listening to Oklahoma Women's Basketball from Learfield.